Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the influence community. So excited for another episode this week. We're doing festival prep, which I feel like is so exciting because I feel like that indicates like spring is here.
Yeah, summer is so coming.
The weather's warming up.
To get into this episode, I love festival season. I feel like it's so, yeah, it's just like things are starting to warm up and it feels like summer's coming. And it's just fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah, a little different kind of outfit vibes, kind of, you know, more creative and fun things coming up. So before we kind of dive in, we're going to talk about just like helpful tips for just festivals in general, kind of talk about the major festivals that happen and where brands activate. And then we'll also talk about trends, outfits, vibes, all of that inspo, kind of where we kind of get our festival inspo and what we're kind of doing this year a little bit. So before we do that, we obviously have to do our influence of the week. So what's your current influence this week?
My influence is just spring in general. I think the first day of spring was sometime last week. So I'm just excited. Yeah. I feel like I've been having a lot of fun shooting spring content and I just feel renewed and like excited, I guess. I just
love that.
I feel like spring is just like a magical energy, something about it. I just feel like spring reminds me of like tulips and fairies. Like that's the vibe. Like it just feels so like mystical and like whimsical, and I don't know, I love the energy, and I love seeing all the flowery content that everyone is putting out. I think it's just so cute. So yeah, I'm loving spring, loving shopping for spring. And I kind of am just influenced by everything around the season right now. What about you?
I love that. Okay, so for me, I'm influenced currently by chunky belts. I don't know if I've said that as an influence yet. I don't think so, but I'm just loving the, I guess like all kinds. So like vintage ones, like Coachella festival vibes. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but like the ones with like the circles like all around, you know what
I think it's called like concho. I want to say a concho belt, but I don't know if that's correct.
Okay. I honestly have no idea. But like those belts that I feel like are super cute because they could be more Western. They can be Coachella. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like you could just style them for summer in general with a mini skirt, maxi dress. Like I feel like it's so versatile. And then again, loving just chunky belts over blazers. That's one of my favorite go-to looks. And one of my favorite brands right now for the chunky belts is that Straights Ahead brand with those like the big belt buckles as well. So like I'm talking like thick belts, like where the belt is like 2 to 3 inches like thick, I feel like.
Yeah.
Cute. So yeah, I think that's so fun, and I feel like that's such a great way to elevate an outfit or a Coachella look or whatever. It just kind of adds, and I feel like we always talk about how accessories can really, you know, elevate and just change an outfit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like belts for this season are just going to be really big all over. So I'm excited about that, and I'm kind of starting to build up my belt inventory.
Love that.
So yeah, and then just like mixing belts, mixing golds, silvers, all the layers, everything. So I feel like a lot of my Coachella looks will probably be inspired by that in some way. So
cute.
Stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm excited. So yeah, and then any updates for the week really quickly?
No, I mean, I'm going to Hawaii this week, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Which so I'm very excited about. So by the way, while we're on the topic of that, I don't think we're going to have an episode next week because I will be gone. So just a little heads up.
Break.
And I feel like other than that, just lots of festival events.
Oh my gosh. For the next so many events this month. Week, yeah.
Wait, when's Coachella? I think three weeks.
Yeah, so this upcoming week, I have some on Wednesday and some on Thursday. So I'm going to spend the night in LA just because it'll be easier because mm-hmm. there's just so much going on. So yeah. And then once you come back, there's more events like that week. So it's just
lots. So busy time.
Festival season is here in full swing. Time to put it in your bio, ladies. Okay.
So. Yeah. And by the way, we did not, before we get into it, last year we didn't attend any of the festival stuff because we were at a wedding in Italy. Like starting beginning of April. So we missed like all the events, everything leading up to it and the actual festival. So I feel like it's exciting getting back into it.
Yeah, definitely. And also I feel like last year it was kind of a lot more low key, or like way less people went last mm-hmm. year, but I feel like the interest is kind of going back up this year. It's like kind of regenerating, I feel like, just kind of from the vibes I've been seeing. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't really tell. So I think,
but anyway, we're going. Yes. We're going to make the most of it. We're going to have the best time. We're so excited and we have really fun things planned. So it is in full swing, but we can dive in to our festival helpful tips and just things that we've kind of learned over the years and picked up on and what we do to kind of make the weekend or week, however long you go, as successful as possible. So mm-hmm. I feel like always the number one tip we like to share is to not take on too many collaborations or stress yourself out. You have to remember these festivals are like 3 days, mm-hmm. maybe four, some of them. So it's like you only have a certain amount of slots. So it's like making sure you're keeping that in mind when you are booking collaborations. And like, I feel like one smart way to handle that is to do more collaborations kind of beforehand, so like festival outfit inspo or like festival prep. That way once you get there, it gets honestly so crazy and hectic, I feel like. So it kind of does get really stressful because you're like, oh my gosh, I have to shoot this collab, like I have to do it today because I have to post it today because I have another one tomorrow, you know what I mean? Like it's very, if it's not like managed well or organized, then it can get very chaotic very quickly. So
yeah, I feel like there once was a time, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, where brands, like everything was prioritized with collaborations being at Coachella. But I feel like now brands more so want to have their collaborations and push things before Coachella, which literally makes so much more sense because then people can buy what you're promoting for Coachella, like for the actual festival. Mm-hmm. So I feel like mostly collaborations are leading up to the festival, which is so much nicer, so much better. But yeah. Yeah. Only three days. Sure. So be careful.
Yeah. And it definitely makes more sense because it's like when these brands are doing festival drops, it's like if you obviously creators, need influencers, it before. You're posting there, then it doesn't do anything because then it's like you can't buy it or use it. So yeah. Love that. And I would try to, when you're pitching brands, maybe pitch something along the lines of that, just kind of pre-Coachella mm-hmm. festival inspo, festival prep, whatever. That way you can do it before and then you don't have to stress about it while you're there and you can enjoy the events, the festival itself, or whatever, you know, you're going to.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is still kind of a thing, but brands used to look for girls who are actually going into Coachella. But I think there was something like a year or two ago where brands like technically aren't allowed to shoot, or like you're not allowed to do content actually inside
like
the
a collaboration
because there's like you cannot shoot a commercial ad inside the festival grounds because of like licensing mm-hmm. and like the use of Coachella. They got like really, really strict. They started sending out cease and desist letters. Do you remember?
For the giveaways?
This had to have been like, yes, like 3 years ago, three, four years ago, where like girls would partner up and do giveaways for a Coachella ticket. Mm-hmm. And like, I think we both have participated in one.
Yes.
And Coachella literally would send cease and desist saying like, you can't do this, which is like kind of crazy. Cause like, I don't get why not.
And like, I remember I was terrified that I would get to the gate and they wouldn't let me in, which like, they literally don't know who I am. Like there's literally thousands of people going, but I was so scared. But yeah, that's a thing.
But so I guess I would say like, if a brand is requesting that you shoot inside the festival grounds, I would double check and make sure that they have the usage rights or the access, or they've gotten it approved specifically by Coachella, and just make sure you're in the clear for that. And then, and make sure the brand is aware too, because maybe they're just not aware. They just don't know. And then you don't want to, you know, get a cease and desist from Coachella. So, and then it would be easier to shoot outside the festival anyway, because I personally haven't been in the festival, but isn't it cuter like outside?
Coachella is like a fun, candid vibe. Like, it's really cute and candid, but like, if yes, you're shooting commercial like content collaborations, like I would be and so
you
stressed.
Want like desert vibes, yeah. You like
clean, yeah, desert, yeah,
is yeah different, like windmills, you know, the whole Palm Springs things basically. But yeah, just double check with your brands, make sure they have, like, they're allowed, they have permission to be shooting inside the festival. If not, let them know, and then just create the content outside, which is easier anyway. So yeah, definitely do that. And then I feel like now brands are pretty open to inviting all kinds of influencers. Like, I feel like I wonder if a lot of brand trips are going to happen. We know a couple brands who are doing, they do like houses basically.
Yeah. Like for Coachella, I feel like kind of everyone gets invited. Like, I feel like all the girls, micro to macro, get invited to different events that are happening. Mm-hmm. There used to be like so many, like Tresemme House, and like you would just go around to these different houses, like in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indio area. But yeah, if you hear of an event that's happening at Coachella, definitely just go and pitch yourself to the brand over DM or email, because I feel like
they want many girls possible.
Girls, like, it's a limited festival. So it's like the pool of like who can come is limited to who is going to actually be in this area. Mm-hmm. So definitely pitch yourselves. Like, brands are very open, I feel like, for inviting. Yeah.
And then if you have like really good relationships with brand as well, like you were saying, like some brands will actually rent out entire houses or entire hotels, or yeah, and they like go all out and kind of do like a, you know, a brand trip, but it's like a festival house that's in Palm Springs. So, you know, if you have a good relationship with brand, maybe just like email them and let them know, hey, I'm going to Coachella this year. Was wondering if you had any opportunities or activations that were happening. Would love to support the brand while I'm there. You know, something simple like that. And I feel like that could be a good way to open the door, just to let the brand know you're going and then kind of start getting events. I feel like the same brands kind of activate every year for the most part. I don't know if we talk about that later. We can talk about that under Coachella, because it would be very Coachella specific, yeah, not kind of festival general. But yeah, and again too, this is definitely a learning experience, and you learn, you know, from the first time you go, kind of like New York Fashion Week. I feel like we learned so much the first year, and literally identical to Fashion Week, the first year I think was the busiest, because it was so,
yeah, that's true,
go, go, go. We didn't know what we were doing. We were trying to do everything. We, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as you go, you kind of learn what you like, what you don't like, what you want to focus on, what kind of events you want to prioritize.
Yeah, like, and I feel like you
kind of get more experience.
Yeah, like you learn what you can handle mentally and physically.
Oh my gosh.
Because you you can't really tell someone how exhausting it is. Like, you have to experience it for yourself, and then you can decide, like, no, we don't want to go to this event that is 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. after the whole, you know, like, you can like figure out what you can mentally and physically handle, because then you'll maybe be more selective, or like you will just do certain things differently. And I just feel like you have to be there to like find that out. So
yeah, and two, like, it's like you may book things and then it's so hot, for example, in Palm Springs, that you just might get so hot, so tired and so exhausted that you might like not be able to kind of do everything you thought you could or had planned. So
yeah,
it's good to kind of be able to adjust and make sure you just listen to your body and don't over push yourself, because the heat, I feel like a lot of people who haven't lived in heat ever don't realize like how mm-hmm. draining it can be. And I feel like with Coachella, it's usually pretty warm, like high 80s, 90s.
At Coachella, usually it's mm-hmm. like high 80s, like sometimes into the 90s. Yeah.
So it's like, and you're like out in the sun, and like a lot of events are outside. So it's, there's not a lot of inside stuff per se. Yeah. So just kind of be ready for that. And just any festival in general, obviously you want to make sure you're hydrating and just taking care of your body, making sure you're eating your meals, just so that, like, because you are go-go-go.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, and just like New York Fashion Week, like sometimes you forget to eat a meal because it's just so busy or you yes. don't have time to sit down.
Don't
so
do that.
Make sure you try to plan ahead, or if you're staying at a house, maybe go grocery shopping beforehand and get some snacks. That mm-hmm. way you can grab some granola bars on the way out, or like an apple, or just something to have on the go in case like you run out of time yeah. or like your blood sugar gets really low and you need like to eat something. So definitely keep that in mind too. I feel like another thing for festivals is that they can kind of, the events, if you're doing the kind of blogger, or I mean content creator influencer thing, they can be kind of spread out.
Like yeah.
I don't think people realize how big Palm Springs can be when you're going back and forth and driving all over. Like, I feel like each kind of main part is about 30 minutes away mm-hmm. from each other. So it's just making sure you're managing your time. And we try to plan events in order of like on a map. So like, we're not going like back and forth and back and forth. We try to like hit them like all in a row, if that makes sense. Cause I feel like a lot of the events have like a pretty big window from when they're activating, I guess you could say.
Yeah, like you don't
all day thing.
Yeah, like if we're talking about Coachella or Stagecoach, you don't want to be going to an event in like Palm Springs and then one in La Quinta and then one in Palm Springs again. Like, you're gonna be going, it's very surprising. Like, I remember one year I went to like events for blogger stuff, but I was also going with my college friends. Mm-hmm. I was all over the place. Like, I was shocked because things aren't like mile wise, they're not far, but there are stoplights. I swear every like 3 minutes there is a stoplight, and it just like takes so long to get places.
Well, and it's like, if you have to go onto the freeway, you have to like go out of Palm Springs, get on the freeway. Like, it's just kind of like a thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just something to definitely keep in mind for sure. I feel like too, for festivals, I feel like it's kind of changed over the years, but for outfits, I feel like it's not necessarily like, you don't have to be super comfortable because you're not wearing these outfits like all day, like Fashion Week. You know what I mean? Like, you could, like, you definitely will see people wearing their like blingy,
like the outfits for a festival are not comfortable at all.
Right.
And they're not like the sequins.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good word. Not practical, but that's very common because I feel like people are going, you know, from certain like events, and then they're going straight to the festival. So they're going to go to these events in their festival outfits and then go to the festival in their festival outfit, and then they're going to be there. So that's kind of the vibe. So honestly, I would say wear whatever the F you want. Like, if you want to go out, oh my gosh, remember that? One year we went to visit the Revolve gifting suite, and we like woke up early, did our full makeup.
That like kind of haunts me. Decked out
in our outfits, and we like get there, and
it was 9 a.m.
at the hotel was still asleep in their pajamas, had their like eye masks on, like no one was ready or done up, and we were fully decked out. And then it was funny because the next day we're like, okay, we're going cash because everyone's going to be cash. And then that day everyone was like done up, dressed up. And it was just like so interesting. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone really cares. Like, you're there to like have fun. I think people really like cheer on the girlies who are dressed up, done up. Like, yes, girl. Yeah. Yes, queen. Get it. You look stunning. So honestly, I would just say express yourself through your outfits and just feel confident wearing them, because I feel like people are very supportive of the Coachella fashion. Like, everyone knows it's Coachella or whatever festival you're at. Like, I feel like for the main ones, like, people know that it's happening. So it's not like shocking or weird if you're walking down the street.
Yeah, like, in your very outfit,
you know?
Yes. It's very no judgment vibes. And it's just a fun, mm-hmm. I don't know, it is just so fun. Just like, there's no judgment. Everyone loves to see bigger the better. Like, it's, yeah, it's a good time.
I guess just the one thing to mention would be, have comfortable shoes on you. Like, just
if you're going to the festival, you 1000% need comfortable shoes. You will not be wearing, you will not make it out alive in those cowboy boots. Like, for real. I was not okay. I remember when I tried to do that.
The band-aids, bring the numbing cream, the numbing spray. Like,
yeah, you just like have to have tennis shoes in the festival. You really do.
Yeah, just,
you can bring shoes in a bag, but like, your shoulder is gonna like break off by the end of it. So just be prepared, wear the tennis shoes.
Not for the week.
Yeah.
So you gotta be prepared. Yeah. And then lastly, I feel like one of the biggest things for festival tips is accommodations and like where you're staying. So I feel like if you haven't done so already, it's definitely, at least for Coachella, since that one's coming up the closest, mm-hmm. Start booking accommodations. I would honestly try to, if you know you're going, I would try to book it out as soon as possible, because prices start to go up. Like, maybe you could get an Airbnb that's like normal pricing if they haven't caught on of when Coachella is. I mean, a lot of them do know, but you can find more reasonable ones. I'm pretty sure it's the first year that I went, we made a last minute decision to go, and I ended up staying in this sketchy hotel in Desert Hot Springs, which is, if you look it up on a map, it's very far from, well, it's not very far, but it is not close to Palm Springs, kind of where everything was. And it was just in a very like interesting area. And it looked like it hadn't been updated since the 80s. It was like giving that like gross carpet vibes. Like, it was just, it gives me the ick. And honestly, I cannot believe we stayed there. Like, it was a time, to be honest. It was, honestly, it's for the memes. It's kind of like college when you like live in a dorm room with so many people. Totally. And like, you look back on that and you would never do that again. But at the time, it made sense.
Yep.
So
people that's charge,
we booked super late.
Yeah, people upcharge like 3 to 4 times the amount of what they normally do, because this is how the city gets their income. And people like literally plan for this. So yes, we would highly recommend trying to get like a group together, post on your stories if you want to find a group of girlies going, so you can all pitch in for an Airbnb, and that'll way lower the costs. So definitely recommend doing that.
I think it's so fun to kind of go with a group, so you all get ready together, and like, it's really fun. So I would, really try to go see if your friends are going, or if any groups need, you know, an extra bedroom filled or whatever. Just kind of being flexible with that. I think it's so fun. I feel like we've always had fun doing that. So just a great tip. And then, I feel like Airbnbs are more affordable than hotels. So I would definitely check the Airbnb route. For different options. So it can get pricey. Honestly, I think that might be the most pricey part of the trip.
Definitely.
So just be aware of that. And the more people you can go, the more it can split, and it'll be really fun. So those are kind of our tips and what we've kind of learned from the past and what we've done in terms of festivals and whatnot. And we'll just kind of talk about some of the main ones that are happening and just a couple other little tips with those. So obviously Coachella is the one that's coming up first. So if you don't know, Coachella is just this huge 3-day festival in the desert in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like New York Fashion Week, but for the West Coast. So it's like Blogger Olympics, but West Coast.
Yeah, people call it the Influencer Olympics. And I like really agree with that statement. Yeah. Like, it's just kind of crazy, but like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, it's like if you've been to New York Fashion Week, it's very similar in terms of the very go-go-go events.
Yeah.
You know, shows, like trying to manage your schedule, etc. So it's really fun. You just, again, you have to stay hydrated, eat your snacks, and really just kind of plan out your day and know your limits and just don't push yourself too hard. And if you have to take a day to relax, like do that. Or if you have to like skip an event, totally fine. But I feel like Coachella is the one of the, I think, I don't know, I would say bigger than Lola in terms of brand activations at the moment.
Not even comparable. Like, I don't even think any brands activate at Lola, honestly. Could change, but yes, Coachella
I feel like because Lola's in Chicago, I feel like so many brands have been activating.
I think
in
now
lately.
It's gonna
I
change.
Have a feeling this year that there will be a lot of brand activations in Chicago for Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of like brands and opportunities and collaborations, I feel like Coachella is the one for that. It's usually big brands go out, like brands are flying girls out. Like one year, like Boohoo like flew girls out on a helicopter.
Yeah,
you see all like renting out the houses and the estates and the hotels, and I feel like brands really go all out for it.
Yeah,
so it's really definitely fun. And if you see kind of a brand posting about it, again, it doesn't hurt to reach out and let them know, hey, like I'll be attending Coachella this year. Oh, hot tip. When you say that, you don't actually have to mean you're going to the festival Coachella. Like, I personally have never been inside Coachella, the festival. I've only ever attended, quote unquote, Coachella in a
blogger sense.
In a blogger sense of going to events, going to the blogger events and the blogger festival aspects, not actual Coachella. So if you think you have to have a Coachella ticket to be going to this, you absolutely do not. Can
just
be
in the area,
out to Palm Springs, just be there and go to the events, do the gifting,
which is just
styling
like
suites,
New York Fashion Week,
whatever. Yeah, exactly. So just want to put that out there in case you're not aware of that or you don't know, like you do not have to have a Coachella ticket. And even if brands ask if you're going to Coachella, you just say yes. Like, you're going. Like, that's that is that. But yeah, I feel like brands, what they do is they'll do like gifting suites, showrooms, like outfits, accessories, because they obviously are hoping that you'll wear their stuff to the festival and tag them organically. So they can kind of get that exposure. And then I feel like some brands have been like going all out. So like one example would be Revolve literally puts on a mini Coachella in itself. And like, I think one year you said like it was a better experience than actual Coachella because like the food inside Revolve is free.
Yeah.
There's water and drinks that are free. Whereas like in the actual festival, you have to pay for it kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, brands definitely make everything more affordable because it's everything else around Coachella is really expensive. Like going into the festival, like a slice of pizza is like $17. So keep that in mind.
My gosh.
But yeah, I think that was the first year of Coachella. I heard people say that.
Yeah. So again, you don't have to be actually going into Coachella, the festival. Like, Revolve in the past has done 2 days of like they do the whole thing. So they do like they have activations there, they have brands, they have food trucks. Like one year they did In-N-Out, right? They did In-N-Out.
It was the year I wasn't there.
Okay, that year they did In-N-Out, and then next year they did, it was
vegan food.
Beyond, is that what it's called? Beyond Burger or something like that.
So LA.
And then, yeah, very LA vibes. And then they do food and like you'll literally see random celebrities walking around.
Yeah, I remember last
inside
year.
Inside of Revolve.
Or 2 years ago, I saw Sydney Sweeney and her team. And I was like, oh.
Like all the Victoria's Secret models are just casually walking around. Like
Kendall Jenner.
All of like the Revolve girlies basically are there.
Yeah.
I saw Olivia Culpo 1 year. So stunning. But yeah. And then of course they do the cute little setups where everyone takes their photo.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole thing. But yeah, I think it's really fun and definitely a good opportunity. You run into so many people, and I feel like it's kind of the place where people from out of state kind of come and you and meet up with bloggers who you wouldn't normally run into, because that's always been fun. I feel like we've kind of seen so many girls that way. So yeah, definitely really fun, but really tiring. And you definitely have to mentally prepare for that. But, and then, so that's normally the second weekend of April. And then Coachella has two weekends. So weekend one is the bigger one. Weekend two is, I feel like, way more casual.
Yeah,
and
weekend two is like actually just for the festival. Like there is no brand activations.
For the music girlies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last week of April is when Stagecoach happens, which, if you don't know, Stagecoach is a 3-day music festival, but for country, which I would love to go to one day.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't know when that's going to happen. And yeah.
Yeah. I feel like some girls just choose Stagecoach over Coachella. Like, I feel like I talked to some girls at the Cezanne event that we were just at, and they said that they were just going to Stagecoach. So, and there's still like some brand activations here and there. Yeah, it's not as big from smaller, like a business standpoint. But there definitely is still. Like, we went one year, but not actually went. Like, we went for, I think, a day. And
we literally told a brand, oh my God, do you remember this? Should we tell that story?
Oh, yeah, I do remember actually this. I'm screaming.
We like told this brand, I can't even remember the brand, honestly.
I do.
We told this brand that we got tickets to the festival, and then we like actually did not. And then we're like, oh my God, what do? We kind of freaked out. And so then we like told them that the people that we were going to buy tickets from like flaked on us, so that we actually didn't have tickets anymore, and that if we could shoot content like outside and, like, in the desert, and they were fine
that with it. We were even stressed about that because, one, this was not paid. Two, literally they just wanted like festival content, and I don't know why they were like kind of set on like going into the festival when you're technically not even allowed to do ads in the festival. Right. So like truly it did not matter, and I do not think they cared, but we did hustle our way into this like collaboration, which, like, looking back at it, it was for nothing, but it was, I guess, a cool experience. It was
really funny because we were like both kind of like, I think we were both like emailing our contacts separately, like, oh my gosh, like the people flaked on us, like we don't have tickets anymore, like we're so sorry, like we feel so bad, like.
And like we still
posted. And it literally wasn't a big deal. Yeah. You're so right. We were not even getting paid.
Like, okay. Why? Okay.
Anyway.
No accommodations. Super funny. Wasn't getting paid. It's fine.
Good stories. Good stories. So yeah. But Stagecoach is, from what I've heard, really fun. I would love to attend. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I love the fashion first. Stagecoach, obviously, it's way more Western, like, so cute. Cowboy boots, shorts, chunky belts, cowboy hats, just like so fun. And I feel like there are definitely brands that are very targeted towards that. For example, like Boot Barn and like Wonder West by Boot Barn, I feel like is really good.
Yeah.
And any just like clothing or swim brands, I feel like another example could be like PacSun or Nasty Gal, or I'm trying to think of more, like any, oh, like what? Oh, Princess Polly and like Bellini, like the boots, like those.
Oh yeah. Honestly, love my Bellini boots.
Yeah.
They're comfy.
So I feel like you can get really creative and like pitch brands, kind of like maybe a mood board or a pitch deck, and just kind of explain like, hey, like I'm going to Stagecoach. This is the vibes, like would love to partner if you have any opportunities, you know? So if you're not a Coachella girly and you are maybe a country girly, Stagecoach could be for you, and you could really activate there. So that's another opportunity. And then I feel like the third major one that we're going to talk about is Lollapalooza. And I feel like, Danielle, you can talk about this one because you've actually been and you love it. Yes. So,
yes, I just got tickets again for this year with my husband. We went 2 years ago and literally just had a blast. It's a 4-day festival, which is so insane
to me.
And kind like,
like 3 days is too long for me. I want like 1 day.
I will say, like, I'm not sure why they do 4 days, because usually the first day, I can't remember if the first day or the last day was just not that good. Like, I don't even remember if we went in. I feel like maybe the first day, I can't remember, but in my opinion, okay, first of all, when this happens is the first week of August, and it's in Chicago. And in my opinion, it's always a better lineup than Coachella. I am so excited about the lineup this year. Josh is really excited because it's the Killers, and that's his favorite of all time. So we are excited. Also, I was going to say I can't even remember now, but good lineup. Anyways, when I went, literally there was not one single brand doing one single thing. I didn't see anything that happened at Lollapalooza. But like we said in the beginning, I feel like Chicago is really happening right now. Like, obviously, yes. Chicago is a huge city.
It's having a moment.
It's big on its own, but from like this industry standpoint, I feel like a lot of girls are popping up there more. Like, they're moving there, they're living there, they're like trying to get the brands to be like, hey, we're here. Like, I swear, people just are. I feel like people like know there's like Chicago girls. Like, I feel like every single like city kind of has like those girlies, like Chicago girlies, San Diego girlies, like OC girlies, LA girl, you know. Like, now I feel like there's a established Chicago girlies vibe. So I feel like there is a lot of potential this year. I feel like something will happen, but if not, honestly, I won't be going probably regardless, like maybe. But like, last time I went, I was literally in the festival in my oversized Van Halen t-shirt and my New Balances running around. Okay, that was my vibe. I wasn't taking content, I didn't take anything. So we'll see.
Love that.
Yeah, it's more
that the
it's like more of a music festival, but I feel like trend, like little
like OG Coachella before Coachella commercialized. Totally. You know?
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely that vibe. So we'll see, but that's another fun big one. But
I am not predicting as big for events for Lollo this year. Yeah, for sure.
I will be interested to see.
I think. Yeah, I've just seen so many random events. So I think brands will.
Maybe he'll bring Josh, but yeah, we'll see.
Cute. Okay. And then some other just kind of random, I guess, Coachella need to know specifically, just because we wanted to talk about festival tips in general and then kind of touch on the main festivals that we've experienced. And then now just kind of sharing specific Coachella tips basically. So I think we said this earlier, but all the events are mostly during weekend one of Coachella, not weekend two. So I feel like I don't know if you've done this, but like some bloggers will go like weekend one just for the influencer stuff, and then they'll go actually weekend two for the festival.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lineup in like the past 3 to 4 years that was actually good enough for me to want to go, but that is like a good plan. If you wanted to
do that. But it is doable if you do want to do influencer events and then the festival. Like, plenty of girls do that. I feel like they do their events in the morning and then they go to the festival kind of like mid-afternoon, evening when the bigger performers go on. And yeah, they just go hard. And again, you kind of, last time we went, so again, we didn't go last year, but the year before that, we slept for pretty much a full week straight after we went. We were so exhausted and we didn't even go
so
inside Coachella.
Tired. Yeah. I was just so out of it for the whole week. However, we are manifesting going to get, like, I'm manifesting that we've just stumble upon tickets. And if it's meant to be, then it will be. And if it's not meant to be, then it won't. But would love to, like, I feel like the vibe inside is really fun. Like, it's like a fun vibe.
Well, yeah. And I feel like I've never been. So it would kind of be cool to, like, see it once. So definitely manifesting that. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. We will see. And we'll see how tired we are, too. So. And then just some tips to get invited to the events. Put Coachella in your bio so brands can see that you're going. I feel like it's really hard for them to guess. Even if girls live in California, it's really hard to tell who's going, who's not. And then especially if you live out of state, like, I feel like a brand is probably going to assume you're not going. So you definitely need to make it known for any festival if you are going, and just let the brand know, asking them if they're activating or doing any sort of events or whatever, and that you'd love to be involved in, like, support. I feel like that's huge, is just putting yourself out there for this kind of stuff, because it is so random. And I feel like brands have a really hard time figuring out who is going. So if you just make their life easier and you're like, hi, I'm over here, like, I'm going, like, they'll be like, great, here's the info for whatever we're doing. It'll just, I feel like you'll see a lot more return if you do that way versus kind of waiting for brands to potentially reach out to you. Like, you might as well just put it out there.
Yeah.
And then one time a brand rep told us that she would even recommend putting it in your email signature so brands could see as well. So that's also a good way to,
honestly, like, note. A really good idea just for, like, things that are coming up in your life regardless, or, like, just, if, like, you had
in general,
a
little
thing in, like, just a small little blurb, like, next colon and, like your next
upcoming things. Trips.
I want to try doing that, because I feel like if they went into their search bar, maybe if they're, like, looking for girls and, like, they type in Coachella, if, like, anyone is DM or email them about Coachella or something, like, maybe it'll pop up. I feel like that's a really good idea, and I completely forgot about that. Worth a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, so you could just do, like, upcoming trips and then list out your trips. Yeah, that way they can see it. Yeah, and again, it doesn't hurt to email. Another thing is, like, emailing PR companies too, not just brands, is emailing the PR companies who rep kind of a bunch of different brands, because then that way, if one of their specific brands are activating or you fit the criteria or whatever the case is, then they can send you along that invite. Because I feel like brands used to manage their own events, but now it kind of feels like brands have a PR company that manages the event for them. So if you have a really good relationship with the brand, they might invite you directly. But if it's more of, like, a bigger scale event, kind of a mass invite, then the invite might come from the PR event that's managing the event for the brand, if that makes sense. So it's good to kind of hit it from both sides and kind of see what happens. But because PR companies rep so many brands, they might be like, oh, this brand's not activating, but since you're going, I have, you know, these three other brands that are activating. Would you be interested in going? So it's like, you never know what opportunity or door you could open by just putting yourself out that way as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I feel like PR companies are, like, all the LA PR companies, if you guys are going to Coachella, I would definitely recommend emailing them, because a lot of them are doing stuff. So you have a really good shot there. Well, and I feel like, too,
potentially, if you're out of state, I think they send out, like, PR boxes and whatnot. So you could always do that. Like, I feel like the standard ones that are always doing something is, like, Volare, and they send out, like, boxes to people. Mm. So you could always reach out to Volare, because they do festival stuff. Infinity Creative, they're having their showroom coming up. Yeah. So if you're out of state, like, maybe reaching out, because sometimes they send boxes, I think. Or if you're visiting and you're coming into Los Angeles before going to the festival, you could potentially set up showroom visits. So Infinity Creative. And then another big one that happens is Brand Edit. I don't know if it's specifically festival related, but it's during all the festival festivities. So I feel like those are the three main kind of PR companies that have these festival events that you could reach out to and just kind of see. So I feel like this is the time literally where PR companies are, like, pushing product onto influencers in hopes that, like, they'll wear them, they'll tag them, they'll mention them, you know. And again, all of it is normally no strings attached. Like, it's all gifting. So you can really curate what you want, as opposed to just receiving some random festival stuff, which I think is really fun. And that way you can actually use the items versus them going to waste and whatnot. But
Yeah, because
yeah, now is definitely a time. The events are on the calendar, like they are happening.
Also, like going off of that and like receiving boxes, maybe even if you're not going, I feel like festival content is, people are looking for that. So like creating some sort of like festival inspo, it does pretty well around this time. So I feel like even if you're not going, you could create some sort of little carousel, little inspo that other people can see and use and save. Because it's very like, it's very relevant and trending right now.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's always a good way to kind of get in. And then, if again, if you have relationships with brands, maybe DM them on Instagram asking or sending out a quick email saying what's going on, and then that way you can kind of build your schedule out like that if you are attending. Again, very similar to New York Fashion Week. It's like pretty much the same like playbook.
Like general idea, even though I feel like comparing Coachella to New York Fashion Week sounds so like insane, silly. But we're not comparing like, they're so
not
different.
Not comparing the fashion. Yes. It's not the fashion, but it's like the...
like how you said the playbook, like of how, like the itinerary of like the vibe of like you have to reach out and like the, all the outfits and like all of that sort of thing.
Exactly.
You guys get it.
But yeah, just being clear, we are not comparing New York Fashion, fashion to Coachella fashion. Absolutely not. Okay. And then just again, a reminder, this could be a very lucrative time for content creators, influencers, because usually a lot of brands want to advertise during festival season. And I kind of feel like you were saying for your influence of the week, how spring, it's just kind of like this refreshing new season.
Energy.
Like, it's like an energetic shift. Like, I feel like people are starting to get excited. Like, the sun is coming out. It's warming
it's like
up.
Summer
and I feel
vibes.
Like that just, like, regeneration of excitement. I think brands can feel that. And so they're really going to capitalize on that. And, like, I feel like consumers are shopping. They're updating their wardrobes. Like, they're going to festivals. They're getting spring outfits. So it's, like, a very just, like, uppity up time. You know what I mean? So it's, like, they're going to take advantage of that.
I feel like a lot of the festival stuff, like, the products, even with, like, hair and skincare, like, the things that they're pushing for festival is really, like, it's for summer. Like, a lot of the things are for summer. So it's just a fun time to push them now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and like even brands, you guys think about like sunscreen brands, shoe brands, like you can get so expensive. I remember I did a water bottle brand the year it was freaking canceled.
I remember like, that a lot of people I think
had
some people
already done Coachella ads. I did.
Oh,
and like
okay,
they
yeah.
still paid and everything.
Dang, that sucks.
Because remember, we were so set. We were like, there's no way Coachella's gonna be canceled. Like, no freaking way. And then it was, and everyone was just shocked.
Yeah.
And yeah. So like water bottles, that's a good one. Like little mini backpacks, accessories, like hair glitter, makeup, like festival makeup inspo. There are so many ways you can get creative with this, if this is kind of your style or what you're kind of interested in posting in terms of content. So yeah, even if you're not going, I think you can still kind of be involved and monetize it, which is really cool about the industry, I feel like. So yeah. And then also, again, just be mindful of the collaborations you're taking, making sure you're scheduling out your calendar, knowing when you need to post what, because some brands I feel like are very specific when they want to post, and then they have their exclusivities. So making sure you're checking your exclusivity and like that competitive brands aren't overlapping, and making sure that their exclusivity that they're putting on you is very specific for categories, not general. So for like a makeup brand, if you're doing a mascara campaign, make sure the exclusivity is just other mascaras, not the category of makeup, because that really takes away other opportunities for you. If like you're doing a mascara campaign with one brand, you can do a lipstick campaign with another brand. Those don't cross each other, but just making sure you're not closing yourself off for that, if that makes sense, because brands
And if there is exclusivity or competitive brands they're listing, like you can upcharge a lot for that. Like, I forget what we used to say, like 50% of your rate or even double it.
Even like
because
your actual
taking
rate.
Away, because it's like, potentially it's taking away another opportunity. And so like you can really charge high for exclusivity in contracts.
And I feel like most of the time brands are willing to remove the exclusivity versus pay the rate. Yeah. So then you can at least get it removed from the exclusivity. So yeah. Trying to think of any other types of like brands. Oh, sunglasses. That's a really good one. Sunglass hair, brands, I feel like. Yeah. Yeah.
Skincare.
Like hair, right, like accessory things, like the little little like ring things you like put in your hair, and like the little like clasps that go over the braids, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like all those cute like little accessories you can put in your hair. So you can really get creative out here. And then also with Coachella, there's always a couple events that are always going on around it as well. So we just wanted to share them with you guys in case you were interested in reaching out to the brand specifically. So obviously Revolve is doing Revolve Fest again this year. It's only one day.
Yeah, it's only Saturday, which is different from the previous years.
Yeah, they normally would do Saturday, Sunday. So just Saturday. And then Neon Carnival always happens. 1 year we went to Neon Carnival with a brand.
For Stagecoach, yeah.
Is that just at night? Is that the entire weekend at night, right?
I think it might just I can't remember if it's the whole weekend. Maybe, but yeah, it's from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
It's like the after party vibes.
Like, and people go until 4 a.m. and then they sleep until the festival again. Like, it can be a whole thing.
Love that. Love people who have that energy.
Yeah, my friend Max would do it.
Oh my gosh. Love that for him. Yeah. Okay. And then another one that's kind of been happening the past couple years is Celsius. So theirs is actually Friday this year. And in the past years, it's kind of funny. I'm pretty sure Celsius and Revolve had the same location. I think we just didn't go last year, but I'm pretty sure it was like the same. Not sure if it is this year. I'd have to double check the addresses. But yeah, so Celsius, Neon Carnival, Revolve, you can like reach out to them, see if, you know, reach out and see if you can get some invites and whatnot. And yeah, I feel like all like everything we just said for Stagecoach is like the same, but just way more low key.
Like there is more some brand activations. Usually low-key. it's like for brands that make sense that they're at Stagecoach, like Boot Barn,
like country
brands. Vibes, but like PacSun, like any brands that like could have that country vibe would be like there.
Nasty Gal too.
Oh yeah, Nasty Gal is a good one.
Princess Polly.
Yeah, so like that sort of vibe.
Oh, maybe like Dolce Vita, Steve Madden for some shoes. That'd be cute.
Super cute.
But yeah, and then I feel like our favorite part is talking about the outfit trends and vibes this year, and we're both really excited, I think, for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be so fun because I feel like we're going to see a lot more different vibes this year. I feel like in the previous years, it was all very like one similar vibe.
It was always like glittery, kind of like over the top, like costumes, honestly. That kind of used to be the vibe.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah. But I think this year, it's just going to be all over the place, like whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever your style is, like whatever you want to wear. So like I feel like some of the ones I love is like the casual cool girl vibe. So like cargo jeans, parachute pants, like crop tops, chunky belts. Trying to think what else. Like I feel like really excited for that. And then another one that I feel like I really like is kind of more of like the deserty goddess vibe. So like Dune vibes, a little more grungy, kind of edgy.
Yeah.
And then I feel like you're kind of excited about the other vibes.
Yeah. Okay. Like I honestly, I thought I had an idea of like what I wanted to, like I have nothing, honestly. I need to figure this out. Like I really do.
Really?
So I need to figure this out. I feel like it's so overwhelming. There's like so many like different creative ways you can go, and I don't know, there's just so much out there. But I just like love the OG Coachella vibe, like Vanessa Hudgens, if you guys know, you know. Like just search Vanessa Hudgens OG Coachella, like you'll see. It's that very like cute. It's pretty much just boho. Like it's like that boho vibe, but I've seen people recreate it, and it's so cool and fun and nostalgic to see. So I really love that. But I have like a very specific like brand and style where it is kind of, it makes things a little more difficult. So we'll see if I can like achieve that. But I absolutely love seeing that sort of vibe at Coachella. And then like Y2K, like the mesh vibes,
so cute.
That's always in. Also, I feel like people go like fairy vibes, which you'll probably be seeing from me this year. Like, I feel like there's desert like goddess grungy vibes, and there's like desert fairy vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And then like coastal cowgirl is a classic. Like,
I feel like it's so funny because Coachella is not Western themed at all, but many people will wear cowboy hats, cowboy boots.
Like that's the standard. Yes. So it's still kind of, it's like,
it's
not
so
as
interesting and funny, but like I love it because I love that style. Like,
yeah,
I love the cowboy,
but that very
style,
much
so.
Yeah, it's like very much the style.
Like everyone is wearing like cowboy hats
and cowboy always. Boots. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's always interesting to see. But yeah, I feel like for my outfits, I'm kind of leaning more towards like casual cool girl / cowgirl vibes, I think. I just, I have those boots from Steve Madden. They're like the Miu Miu dupes, the like chunky.
Yeah, so cute.
Buckle ones. And so I feel like that with like some like lace shorts, like white tank, and like, again, it's so hot, but like I really need my jackets to be part of my outfit, so I will.
You can always do it for like a photo
sweating.
And
yeah. Oh, and then we could talk about photo spots really quick in Palm Springs.
Okay.
If you've never been before, just kind of where people are taking photos. So obviously the windmills are iconic. I'm pretty sure you could just type in windmills in your maps and it'll take you. Like, you cannot miss them. Like, you will see them as you're driving in, and like you literally just like pull off to the side and park, and like don't take your car too far into the sand because that could be not good for your car. But yeah, I feel like people always take photos there. You just have to be so careful with the lighting, because if it's in the middle of the day, it is so bright and just like harsh lighting. So you just have to be aware of that. If you can potentially go early in the morning or go later in the evening, it's kind of tricky, but it's a really cool photo spot. And then I feel like there's like random neighborhoods you can go in to kind of get in front of like really iconic Palm Springs vibe houses. If you want to like more casual, there's desert vibes. You can literally just drive around and like park in front of a desert and then like go walk into the desert, basically.
Yeah. Find a random entrance.
Oh, and then like palm trees too. Like, you can find roads that have like palm trees stacked so you can take photos with palm trees in them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of normally what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just all like desert vibes. Honestly, I feel like the content is just exciting in itself. Like, people just like to see what people are wearing for Coachella. Mm-hmm. That, like, I feel like you can take it kind of anywhere and people, like, it'll probably do well. I feel like it's just embodying the Coachella vibe. Like, it's not going to be perfect. I feel like I like seeing, I like seeing, like, not as curated Coachella photos. I feel like the more candid, the better.
For
so
locations or
mind.
Like outfits,
like,
or
oh no, for like look, like for photos and locations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute. So yeah, we're really excited, and hopefully this kind of helped you guys understand more of festival season within the influencer space if you're a little newer to it. And if you've been before, maybe this is just a little refresher, reminder of what's going on, what's happening, and just kind of some tips and tricks that we do. We're excited and we're counting down the days, starting
so
to plan outfits now, reaching out to brands now, like starting showroom visits. Gonna put it in our bio and email and really just kind of get into the full festival swing, basically. So yeah, and I think we're extra excited because we didn't go last year, and I kind of felt like it's made me like appreciate it a little more this year since we didn't go. It was like a nice break yeah. for sure last year. Like, I feel like it was really needed, but I feel like re-energized going into this year and really excited. So
yeah, and I will say it's also very exciting because we are staying in a house this year. So yeah, that's very exciting.
That's gonna be really exciting. I feel like that makes the experience a lot more exciting.
A lot more exciting. And by what I mean by that is, like, we're staying with a brand, by the way. Like, because I feel like that probably yeah. just sounded like we're staying in a house, like a random house, like, you know, with a brand. So
yeah. Yeah, super excited. So, but we've literally done all the things, like stayed at the grungy, gross hotels, stayed in Airbnbs, stayed yeah. at houses. Like, we've done it all. And honestly, you can't go wrong. It's, again, it's about just getting there, putting yourself it's out there, booking the flight, yeah. driving out there and having so much fun with your friends. And yeah, just a really fun, crazy weekend. And then you go home and sleep for a week and recover
yeah.
from the desert. The Lulu Desert vibes. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is, I believe it's Carrie. I hope it's Carrie. Her Instagram handle is Carry_Ashley_. So Carrie_Ashley_. She shared us on her story recently, and she was saying how she's been listening to us for 2 years, which is so sweet. And aww, truly, that means so much to us, makes us so yeah. happy. We just really appreciate you guys. So that just meant the world. And also, her feed is so cute right now. She has the most stunning spring vibes going on right now. She also travels a lot, so definitely a really good inspo account, so go check her out. And yeah, shout out to you, Carrie. We appreciate you.
Love that, so sweet. And we love when you guys share us and share your stories. It seriously, like, makes our day and, like, makes yeah. our hearts so happy. So yeah. we love you guys so much. You guys are seriously the best community, and we're so grateful for you. And we're trying to plan some things coming up. Like, we're trying to plan, like, a San Diego kind of meetup soon, mm-hmm. and then maybe just do some giveaways as a thank you to give back to you guys, and because we have some really cool products. So yes. we really want to try to give back to you guys. So if you have any ideas, feel free to let us know what you'd be interested in. Maybe we could do, like, one of those Starbucks things one day.
Oh yeah, cute. You know? That's a like, really good idea.
Yeah, like, what would you guys want? Because, like, we want to say thank you and we want to give back to you guys because we're just so grateful. So if you have any ideas, let us know. Send us a DM or respond to a story or something. But that is a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, if you made it all the way to the end, we love you so much. And just a reminder, no episode next week as Danielle will be out of town. And yeah, we're just so excited for spring and all the spring things that are happening. I feel like things kind of start picking up, which is really exciting. Yeah. So we will chat with you guys in 2 weeks from now. So hope you guys have a great week and we will talk soon. Bye guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.